time where the world is confronted with many difficulties, trials, and challenges, the glorious church must be revived to continue her mandate of possessing the nations with life-transforming truths that nourish the soul, ignite passion, and restore hope in the nations.
The glory of God is in the church. Jesus, who is accredited with signs and wonders, who performed miracles.
When Jesus entered the temple and there was corruption, he turned the tables around. Let's begin turning tables around.
It's a huge privilege and a huge responsibility to be an ambassador. If we are the ambassadors of Christ, then we must acknowledge his lordship.
Indeed, our world has questions, but the answers lie with the church. Our theme for this year, A Glorious Church Revived to Possess the Nations, seeks to deepen the focus of building a radiant church without spot, wrinkle, and blemish, whilst sparking a revival that there may be glory in the church. Welcome to Pentecost Hour, a religious broadcast by the Church of Pentecost. Pentecost Hour, God's living word to our dying world.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are grateful to God for yet another day. Another day that the Lord has made. Scripture says, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Last week, we left off talking about the rock of God. Now we're saying that no matter how intimidating the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw appeared. Daniel said to the king, while you were watching, a rock was cut out. But not by human hands.
Ah, enyo onipansa neto
ye. It struck the statue on its feet.
Na ebebo obotan no woni nan.
Of iron and clay and smashed them.
Ne nan aye dotie ni dade a edi afra na ebubu.
Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver and the gold were all broken to pieces.
Na sika ene dwite ene kobre ene dade ene
it became like chaff on a threshing floor in the summer, not in the winter. The wind swept them away without leaving a trace. But the rock that struck the statue became a huge mountain and filled the whole earth. Then we said that
see,
Moses told the Israelites before he died, he actually wrote this in and then caused them to sing it so that it will exist with them for a long time. Deuteronomy 32:30 and 31. Let's try and remind us. I like this particular verse. How can one man chase 1,000? Or put 10,000 to flight? How can one man of the uncircumcised community chase 1,000 of Israelites, or two Gentiles put 10,000 Jews to flight, unless their rock,
I
emphasize on the capital R,
had
sold them? Unless the Lord had given them up. So he made us to know that the rock he's talking about is the Lord. Then verse 31. For their rock,
if he said one button,
small letter R,
one button,
it's not like our rock,
and he said, yeah, yeah, but
big letter R,
and he said, yeah, but
as even our enemies
empo ya tamfo
concede, they know Their rock is not like our rock. Not at all. They know. They know. You see, when David was extolling the Lord. In 2 Samuel 22, verse 32. He blessed the name of the Lord. He lifted him up. The Lord our rock. And the only God. But this is how he put it.
2
Samuel 22:32. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? Look at how he placed them in questions form. It's as if he didn't know. As if he's asking the whole world. That for who is God besides the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? Hannah in her song of praise. Will answer this question clearly. 1 Samuel 2:2. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. So David is saying that who is the rock except our God?
David saying, why ni obutai no je?
And Hannah says that there is no rock like our God.
And Hannah says, obutai bi eni hose yenyame.
And David is asking, for who is God besides the Lord?
And David says, why ni onyame eka
yenyame? And Hannah says, there is no one holy like the Lord.
And Hannah says, obiara ni wa oktrin
se. There is no one besides.
Na obiara enka ne ho.
There is no rock like our God.
Obutai bi ni wa oti se yenyankopon.
You see, our rock is the chief cornerstone. You can't do without it.
To me,
see, in the New Testament,
well,
they refer to the rock as the chief cornerstone. So sometimes it is said to be a stone. After all, a rock is a big stone. But let's look at how this doctor describe this stone. Luke 20:18. I like this one too.
When so mepe.
Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces. Anyone on whom it falls will be crushed. So two things. If you fall on it, you'll be broken into pieces. But when the stone lifts itself and falls on you, you'll be crushed.
Obiara obehwe obuo ne so no, obebubu. Na de ebehwe ne so no, ebepeche no.
I like the tree. I like the ebepeche than crash.
Obiara obehwe ebuo ne so no, ebebubu no. Na de obehwe ebuo ne so no, ebepeche no.
Fetch enemies, there's no way to come back. You can't come back. You see, when you fall on the stone,
it is a washer about time as well.
You'll be broken into pieces. But when the stone lifts itself and falls on you, you'll be crushed. And this is the rock. Their rock is not like our rock. And even our enemies are well aware. You see, this is the very rock that accompanied the Israelites in the wilderness. It is a spiritual rock from which they drank from. And scripture says that this rock is Christ. He is our foundation. And he is with us. Christ in you.
Christ,
the hope of the glory of God. So once he is with us, there's no way we should be afraid. So let's go back to to the dream of Nebuchadnezzar.
And
listening to Daniel's conclusion.
Of
his interpretation.
Daniel
2 verse 44. Now this is how he concluded the interpretation. Daniel 2:44. In the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. Nor will it be left to another people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end. But it will itself endure forever. It will not need any help. It will by itself endure forever. But what I want to say about this scripture, we don't have to leave this stuff to the end times and think that it is in the future. It is in the future. But the rock is still with us. The rock is as powerful today as it was then. And it will always be the rock. See, once we lift ourselves up, the enemy's kingdom will be destroyed by this same rock. It has happened in the past. And I pray that it will happen again in our time. It was said that after the Welsh revival, the gambling and the alcohol business lost their trade. And the theaters closed down from lack of patronage. Football during this time was forgotten by both the players and the fans. Though nothing was said in the pulpit about
these.
Football was forgotten by the players as well as the fans.
Ball before anyone I want to share in a refi ball.
Their rock is not like our rock.
One more botano on to say, yeah, botano.
There's another story of an army officer who was passing through a small town in the UK.
Now, well, UK approach me not.
He desired to get some liquor. He sought and sought to no avail. Finally, he met this old man. Please, where can I get some drink to buy? The old man looked at him and told him, see, young man, some 100 years ago, a certain man came here called John Wesley.
Our friend John Wesley.
100 years ago,
if you have a dream,
certain man came here.
Papa Biba
called John Wesley.
Our friend John Wesley.
That is the end of the story.
And no near assembly.
After he left,
if Okoyen,
we have not sold liquor in this town.
Yenton in San Ewokada.
The greatest need of our generation is a certain kind of a man. A certain kind of a woman. People who carry the gospel, the gospel message fearlessly, shamelessly, selflessly, as the apostles did. And we will push back the pushbacks. We just need men. Because the blood has never lost its power. The blood has never lost its power. You only need certain kind of men. And may the Lord cause you to arise. to be that kind of a man.
You
see, the Machians will not come back.
Then
John Wesley will not come back.
John Wesley phone and Sam Mabio.
Billy Graham is there.
Billy Graham will come.
And God is still looking for men.
And so you made us so shiny pa.
Who carry this gospel message? Fearlessly.
Ah, won't throw.
Shamelessly.
Now when you move.
Selflessly.
Now when you pass in Kumia.
Then. We will destroy the kingdom of the enemy. Now let us go back to Acts chapter 13. When we're discussing about the spreading of the gospel through the kingdom through teaching. We made these two verses, but I want us to go back to them. Acts chapter 13. Verse 49. As 13:49, and then later on I read 19:20. So 13:49. The word of the Lord spread through the whole region. The word of the Lord spread through the whole region. And 19:20. In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power. The word is growing in power. I like the King James. It says, so mightily grew the word of God and it prevailed.
You
see, but let's note that the word of God is not like pulling grains, which is blown by air. It has to be intentionally carried by men and women. So when the Bible is saying that the word of God spread through the region, the word of God cannot just be going about spreading.
It is a chronica say, Onyamiasem et tre was a sin in Anusua. Mumian came, say, Yamiasem Nankasa, and Noa, and to mean tre, and Noa.
No.
Debbie.
People have to carry it.
As I said, Nipa, as we are.
And as we move, the word moves with us, and the kingdom moves.
Na bra, yetu anamono, and Yamiasem, etu ani etu anamo, na ahinienu sutu anamo.
The need for our generation.
Na de ye hear what yam pains you.
Is men and women
who
will carry God, who will carry God and rightly handle the word of truth, rightly handle the word of truth. Billy Graham said this,
Billy Graham and
I want to quote. Now if you can pay attention to this man, I like his face.
He's
an inspiration. Such an inspiration.
Na okinyan.
But see, these people are there.
Na sanctify one way.
Because it's appointed unto a man once to die.
If you say onipa, if you say onipa wu bako.
But will God get such men again?
And so onyame benya sa nipa se biom.
That is the need of our generation.
And no any day empem su ye here.
He said this.
Or say
each generation faces different issues.
I want to atwasobia ewo de ohia
and challenges.
And anyhow.
But our standard
must
always be measured by God's word. Each generation faces different issues and challenges. But our standard must always be measured by the word of God. We need men and women who will carry God. Who will carry God and rightly handle the word of truth. We need to tick the truth with the kingdom in mind. Don't just be teaching. Teach the truth with the kingdom in mind. Teach the truth with the expansion of the kingdom in mind. What then is teaching? Teaching, we have said in passing, that is the appeal to the senses.
Na ya kan etwemu se ye kan chirechire ni se woni nipa na dwene no ekasa.
And it takes several forms.
Na e wo kwa hodo pi so.
I'll come back to the several forms later.
Echire no mesa ba behwe ne kwan no so.
But for now,
now so ene
I will attempt to present to you what I think teaching is and what should go into it.
Na ene no mebo modern se mech mech susus de magne ye me se nkyerekyere etie ene niema ekọ nkyerekyere.
Now I will not be technical here.
Na memfa nkomo nwan pi.
But we humbly want us to learn from Paul.
Now some person ye sua e free suma for Paul.
How he went about teaching.
Ekọ ye ofa so a o kyerekyere ye.
Now from his farewell speech
wo nakwenja kasamunu
in Acts 20 verse 20,
well, as well for humanity,
he emphasized that he taught the flock. So let's read Acts
20:20.
You know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that will be helpful to you. But have taught you publicly and from house to house. Now, this is his farewell speech to the church in Ephesus. So, we know that he taught. So when we follow him, we can at least learn from what how he did it. And that is what I want to do. Without being technical.
I'm
not going to teach about hermeneutics and homiletics, please. I'll just teach Bibleletics. I will just stay in scripture. So how did he do it?
It's quite better of us all, yeah.
I would like to take some examples from the book of Acts.
Now, me pese me fa ehu hweso efri asoma fo nyuma.
Now, a couple of scriptures from Acts.
Yeah, back in can test
abodo. Especially Acts chapter 17.
Wo asoma fo nyuma ni ti do nso
from 1 to 5.
Efri chichemba akukosi
enu. I'll stay in 1 2 and 3.
Especially.
Now, when Paul and his companions had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue.
Now, we came Amphipolis and Apollonia ba Thessalonica.
As was his custom, Paul went into the synagogue. And on three Sabbath days, he reasoned with them. From the scripture. Explaining. And proving. That the Messiah had to suffer and rise from the dead. This Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Messiah, he said.
Now, see,
some of the Jews were persuaded.
Now,
and joined Paul and Silas. As did a large number of God-fearing Greeks and quite few. Prominent women.
Now,
let me end it there. But let's go back to 2 and 3. As was his custom, Paul went into the synagogue. And on three Sabbath days, he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that the Messiah had to suffer and rise from the dead. Then let's go to Acts 19 verse 8.
Yanko asmafu humanity dum kruntichemu watre.
Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months, arguing persuasively about kingdom of God. Acts 28:23. Acts 28:23. They arranged to meet Paul.
Now, was she no dano?
On a certain day,
a dano,
and came in even larger numbers to the place where he was staying.
Now, nipa bebreba ninche fakwa otieho.
He witnessed to them from morning till evening.
Now, odi adansiye chere onfia no pakosi enumre.
Explaining about the kingdom of God.
Now, chere chere yangu pwa
and from the law of Moses.
Now, odi Moses mrano.
And from the prophets.
Eni edi phone chere.
He tried to persuade them about Jesus.
Chere wo Yesu hunse mufia no pakosi enumre.
Let me tell you what I've found from these verses.
Now, the akin came ma mincha odi mehunu.
You have to go back to 17:2-3.
Say yako.
And then if you come to 28:23, the word explaining is found in 17:2-3. But when you come to 19:8, in my Bible there's an introduction of a certain word. Arguing persuasively. So I will think that when it comes to teaching, so far as apostles Paul's approach is, teaching is any reasoning with the congregation from the scripture. Reasoning with the congregation. What that means is that there is a mental engagement. Having your audience understanding in mind.
Not
showing understanding to your audience position.
Now,
reasoning means appealing. Now, this means that you are not talking at them. Reasoning means coherent presenting. So, reasoning.
It's
as you speak or as you teach, you try to engage them mentally. Anticipate their questions and be answering them as you do their presentation. Number 2. Arguing persuasively. So in teaching there is some argument. You see, argument is to present reason for your opinion. Or reason against the other's stance. So provide reason for what you believe. And provide reason against the other's stance.
And
as you are doing that, you are teaching. So when I finish all the monies you have, I'll take them so you don't go to any Bible
school.
Then number 3, explaining. To make clear. To make plain. Render understandable. Intelligible. To assign meaning to.
Sir, would they in chirichirimu eba?
Or interpret.
Anasu se uchirichirimu.
That is explain.
And on in chirichirimu.
Teaching is also proving.
In chirichire, and it's a woody adansi.
To establish the truth or the genuineness of something.
Sir, would they assemble no cre esi pronosu?
As by evidence.
Ah.
Now prove with some evidence. Now in teaching you bring evidence. You have to establish the genuineness of what you are saying. Now I like this one. To give demonstration of by action.
And he said, "Nye wakano wodi yejuma."
When we say
it is a case diadansia.
What we are saying is that give demonstration of the thing by action.
Say anosem keke nemu adia na wakano wodi yejuma.
Sometimes in teaching,
it is to be an chere munu.
You don't have to do too much talking.
Yen kasa ten ten ten
or any talking at all.
Announce say important de bia yen kasa.
You just have to demonstrate by action.
As I said, one nam in the year so at the BBD
and arguments are settled.
Na echinjiye na ayekum.
That is why we need miracles.
And untini here awanwajuman.
If you like, ask Elijah.
It would up beside Elijah.
He taught about the power of God with that blackboard. Yeah. He taught about the power of God and who is disturbing the nation. He did it without anything. He didn't need a chalk. He didn't need a lectern. Not a pulpit. But he demonstrated it by action.
And so onam ne yesu
eda. And all those who attend the abas against God, they return.
Now wanga no adam wechi amonya mina assigned by.
And to me, this is teaching.
Now we media me fan say enchere.
Proving by action.
Say wonam ne yesu edia dance.
In the book of Acts, chapter
8,
from verse 9. From verse 9, I'll just read this and then we'll put a comma and continue next week. Now, for some time, a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city. And amazed all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great. And all the people, both high and low, gave him the attention and exclaimed, "This man is rightly called the great power of God." If you are calling you like that, I think you have to be throwing your hands about. They followed him because he had amazed them for a long time with his sorcery.
If he said, "No, or the Ninkunya, ye no, Amma, who is
the next word there that begins the verse 12 is but."
Na Kasefua, a D in Chichemudumi, no, enim ye nanso.
When they believed Philip as he proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ,
na waje Philippa, or Konya Kupa Hinian, Yesu Christo Din was and Panidi, you know.
They were baptized, both men and women. Simon himself,
na Simeon Waranso,
or Simon himself,
na Simeon Nanso,
believed. And was baptized.
Now, born is, you know.
And he followed Philip everywhere. Now the word is that astonished by the great signs and miracles he saw. This man called the great power of God.
Papa, your friend, Onyami to me, Kesia.
Now he was mesmerizing them.
Now a man crawled who jury won.
With some magic.
Now
he had some rock.
Now our butambi.
But when Philip arrived,
the brother Filippo Edru,
his rock was not like his rock.
Now the
and then by the miracles God performed through Philip,
now Filippo, so
this man lifted the hands.
Said,
"I also want to be baptized."
And
he will not just be baptized.
Now
he kept following them.
Now
Scripture says that.
Naturally say
he was astonished.
Now
at the miracles they were performing.
Now,
the whole town turned after God because of the demonstration of the power. Brothers, this too is teaching. Sometimes words are not adequate to explain, but let God come through with one miracle and it is worth tons of preaching.
Let's
desire to teach. But let us pray and also desire miracles. Lay hands on the sick. Pray. That God will heal them. Let us confront darkness. Forces of darkness. And sometimes, the victory that God will chalk will settle all kinds of arguments. I pray this evening. Or this morning, wherever you are. Or this afternoon, wherever you may be on the planet. That we desire teaching. We desire teaching. But the greatest need of our generation are certain men and women who will replace the John Wesleys and the
McKeons.
And I pray that you be that fellow in the name of Jesus. That you be that fellow. And I want your spirit to say yes to this one. We need a revival in this world. And it must start from you. It must start from me. Let your soul tonight say yes. I pray that your soul will say yes to the Lord. Shall we rise and begin to play? Shall we rise and begin to pray? My soul
shall end
the
Messiah.
Kabul Rabadabaha.
Rakabendere Messiah. Rabasaka Bendere and Dakato Rabasi. Randa Kabanda Rabasa. Lida Rabanda Rabasa.